Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Βλέπουν και μας γνέφουν απ' τους ουρανούς. Έρχονται μες στα σκοτάδια σαν τους λοποδίτες. Παίζουν και πονούν και μας τραγουδούν τα κοιτάπια τους που δεν τα πιάνει ο νους.
Πάμε, πάμε τα βουζούρια που είναι σαν τις μέρες τις βυζαντινές. Πετάξε τα μαύρα, τα γνώστα σου λούσα και βάλε στην ψυχή σου ανθρώπινες φωνές.
Κάποιοι αγνώστοι τις νύχτες χρόνια ισοβίτες ψελνούνε κάτι τραγούδια αγιασμένα πια. Στου παραδείσου την πύλη σαν τους αλφαμίτες τα τραγούδια τους και το χάδι τους. Τα τραγούδια τους μας λένε και κλαίνε σιγά.
Στον άγγελο πάμε, πάμε τα βουζούκια που είναι σαν τις μέρες τις βυζαντινές. Πέταξε τα μαύρα, τα γνώστα σου και βάλε στη ψυχή σου ανθρώπινες φωνές.
Κάποιοι φίλοι μας τις νύχτες που τους λένε αλήτες και μας βλέπουν και μας γνεύουν απ' τους ουρανούς. Έρχονται μες στα σκοτάδια σαν τους λοποδίτες, παίζουν και πονούν και μας τραγουδούν τα μεράκια τους που δεν τα πιάνει ο νους.
A beautiful song to start off today's broadcast of Dialogos Radio, as we just heard Michalis Dimitriadis along with Eleni Tzedekopoulou singing Ston Angelon Ta Bouzoukia. This is Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which is heard on 9 radio stations across 4 continents. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today's broadcast is our season finale, as after this week we will be going on our annual summer hiatus. And as part of today's finale, we will be marking the 1-year anniversary of the Greek government's illegal and sudden shutdown of ERT, Greece's national public broadcaster, with an interview as part of this week's Dialogos interview series with journalist Nikos Agelidis of ERT, who will talk to us about how many of the employees have kept ERT alive and on the air in a 1 year following its official shutdown. Agelilis will talk about the many challenges that they have faced during this time, including the invasion of ERT's headquarters by riot police this past November. And he will also talk about the real reasons behind ERT's closure, including the Greek government's desire to grant a nationwide monopoly to one company, Digia, which is owned jointly by Greece's six largest television stations, in order to construct a nationwide network of digital television transmitters without any competition from a national public broadcaster. All of this and much more is coming up in this week's Dialogos interview series and our interview with Nikos Agelidis coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is a journalist, Nikos Agelidis from ERT, Greece's national public broadcaster. Niko, thank you for joining us. And to begin, give us an overview of how ERT Open, as it is called, is operating today, 1 year after the official shutdown of ERT by the Greek government.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you very much for calling me to be on your show. First of all, we are working constantly. I mean, we're working on a 24-hour base. What we do is we air a radio program from Athens and also from 12 other cities around Greece, and a television program which is broadcast via the internet from ERT3 in Thessaloniki. The way that someone can watch or listen to the radio or watch television is by clicking www.ertopen.com, and analogically you can watch the television program as well in some parts of the country, mostly in Macedonia and in the Peloponnese.
In the very early hours of November 7th, the Greek government followed through on its threats and it sent riot police to invade ERT's headquarters in Athens, and they vacated the premises. Describe for us what happened that night and how ERT's employees responded to this action.
Yeah, well, it was a horrifying night. I was called at 5:30 in the morning from a colleague of mine who told me that the riot police went inside the premises of ERT. We gathered all together, all the workers right outside the premises. There was police everywhere. There were riot police, and they were dispersing gas canisters. It was a very hectic day. I'm sure that you've watched some pictures, some photos that went all over the world with handcuffs being cuffed in the doors of the ERT premises. So, you know, it was a very difficult day for us. Mostly, I can say it was more difficult day than June 11th, the day that the government announced the closing of the national radio and television broadcasting. It was very, very difficult for me to describe. People running around, people wanting to go inside. We had our things inside. You know, everything was sudden, even though we were hearing from here and there that they're going to come down and shut us down. You know, it was something that happened unexpectedly. And from then on, we had to take the streets and continue our fight by broadcasting from various parts of the country with live streaming shows and radio stations from at least the 12 cities in Greece.
And of course, you mentioned these broadcasts in other parts of the country. Following the raid, you and a team of ERT journalists went on a tour of Greece, and you presented ERT Open's central newscast and also the morning news from different cities across Greece. What was this experience like?
Well, it was something, actually something very, very new for all of us. It was the first time that something like this was done in Greece. You know, we're talking about the public broadcasters, so it's not something that's happening from someone's head. It's something very, very important. So we took on the streets, and we wanted to broadcast from different parts of the country and show exactly the part, these cities, the problems they have, many, many problems from what the government is doing here in Greece. people laid off, people not having work, people not having insurances, people not having health care, people not having education, many, many things that are happening in Greece. We tried to broadcast from these cities and bring on the problems. It was something unexpected that all these cities, they liked what we did and they put their hands towards us and they helped us do our job. I think if one day BRT opens again, I mean, the national broadcaster of Greece opens again, it will be a nice show to do if we can do that, run all over the country and present the problems that people really have and not only present the good stuff, because it's nice here in Greece. We have so many, many good stuff. You know, we have the beaches, we have everything that tourists can come and enjoy, the archaeological scenes, but we have to also show into the world what is really happening in Greece now. With this government that reacts in a totally fascist way.
Now, one thing that is notable is that after the November raid on the ERT headquarters in Athens by the riot police, no similar actions have been taken by the government against ERT's other facilities in Thessaloniki and in other cities. In your view, why has the government not taken similar action elsewhere?
Well, they show what and they realize what happened when they did this in the ERT premises in Athens, and they figure that this would be a big time problem for them in other cities. We're talking about cities that, you know, the people in different cities, let's say Salonika and other cities like Larissa, Karvitsa, Tripoli, smaller cities, the people are very close to each other. And I think it's very difficult for the government to go and shut down a radio station that has been there in 67 years, broadcasting stuff that interests this part of the country. I mean, in Tripoli, we have ERA Tripolis, and the news bulletin, it's not only about what is happening in the whole country. It's what is happening in Tripoli, things that people that live there really care about, problems that they really have, and they want to know and discuss with each other how they're going to overcome this problem. So I think the government thought, and I think they were right in this position that they took, that if they start closing down those 12 radio stations in the 12 cities, or Etria and Thessaloniki, the television station, there would be a big, big uprise, and they were afraid of this, and at least they waited until the Euro elections. Now, I'm afraid that with everything that has passed away and the elections going, if everything is going the way it looks it going for March 2015, I think they have enough time to do that at this period, and I'm afraid that slowly, one way or another, they're going to start shutting down these stations.
Now, recently, the Council of State, which is the highest administrative court in Greece, issued a decision declaring the closure of ERT constitutional, even though there was a vocal minority of judges on the panel who opposed the final decision. Tell us about the court ruling and what it means for ERT and what further legal steps ERT's employees are preparing to take.
Yeah, well, of course, we're going to continue to take all legal steps. We're going to go to the European courts and everywhere else that we can go. It was something that maybe it was expected, because we were hearing stuff here and there that it's going to be against us, the rule of the highest court. I'm not in any case a person to discuss or say the decision is right or wrong. Of course, it's not what we expected. Of course, it's not something that we wanted, but something that's not going to stop us from continuing to fight for our rights and to continue for our jobs. We want our jobs back, and we're fighting for that. So we're not going to stop. Actually, this decision is not going to stop us. Nothing is going to change. And we continue in other courts, and we expect from other courts to have some better decisions for us.
We saw recently the launch of NERIT, 10 months after the shutdown of ERT. This is the new supposed public broadcaster in Greece. It's operating only one television station and two radio stations so far, and it has been rocked by a number of scandals and accusations and also resignations as well. Give us a rundown, if you can, of some of these incidents and your reaction also to the programming that has been offered by NERIT.
Yeah, well, the scandal is what we were accused of, all of us, all of the workers of ERT, prior to the closing down from the government. Some people that were ahead of this, were top heads of these scandals, very, very big salaries, moved on to NERIT, before that Delta Taf, when it was called, before it became NERIT. So, actually, the scandals continue. Actually, what ERT was accused of, mishandling and all the the other accusations. It continues now through NERIT. I don't think that that would be a good future for this channel. Supposedly, it's the national public television channel of Greece, only one channel instead of three, instead of four, because we used to have the Earth World channel. So instead of 19 radio stations, there are two, and people are still paying on a monthly basis for the public broadcasting. So scandals continue. You took the people that were accused of the scandals in ERT and created such a bad atmosphere for all of us in channel, and they took it from there and they put them to NERIT. And us, we are still outside fighting for what we think should be a free public television and radio in Greece. And we'll continue fighting for this because this is the only thing that we have left. We have nothing to lose anymore. Us, all the workers that remain outside, we remained inert. We did not go to NERIT. We believe that we have the right, that Greek people, Greek citizens, have the right to have a free and democratic television and radio. And this is what we are fighting for. I mean, the public television of Greece and radio should not be accused and should not be a tool for the Greek government, for any Greek government.
In one of the biggest scandals involving the shutdown of ERT and the launch of NERIT has to do with a company known as Digia, which is a company that is owned jointly by Greece's six largest private television stations. Tell us about the issue involving Digia and what its relation is to ERT and to NERIT.
Well, Digia was a part of the problem, a big part of the problem. We knew it before everything started in ERT, before the closing down of VRT. It's a part of six privately owned channels, which want the whole pie here in Greece. And it seems that the government wants them to have this pie. So they're taking over the public television and the public radios, and this is the way it's going to go. It was a decision that we expected it. It was much expected, and this is one of the reasons that what has happened. I mean, the private channels owe hundreds of thousands of euros to the government. No one is asking for this money. It's like nothing is happening. If me and you owe 3,000 or 4,000 euros to the IRS, the IRS is going to come and ask us for the money. And if we do not have the money, we're probably going to be jailed. Let's say, why doesn't the IRS or the government go ahead and ask the big private channel owners to give the money that they owe to the country? Why not? Instead of that, they give them a present. They give them the present of using all the digital television stations under their command.
Now, in the meantime, from what I understand, there are many parts of Greece which cannot receive a signal from any of NERIT's radio or television services, and there's also no satellite broadcast available for international viewers, including the large overseas Greek community, and you were actually involved with the satellite station back when ERT was still officially operating, from what I remember.
Yes, I used to work for ERT World. They do not care about, the government does not care about the Greeks abroad. They do not care about the diaspora. They do not care about the Greeks that live close to Albania, close to Turkey. They tried to take away the radio stations. They do not have a television station for the Greeks abroad. What are they supposed to do? Forget Greece? I mean, the Greeks in the States, the Greeks in Australia, the Greeks all over the world, in Europe, in Africa. They want to know what's going on in their country. I mean, why on earth do you take away that right from the Greeks, from the Hellenes that live in other countries of the world? I mean, every summer, most of the summers, many Hellenes, many Greeks come here. They bring their good money here. It's a big part of the way the economy of the country is working. I mean, we have to respect at least the Greeks that live away from the country, and also the Greeks that live in various parts that most of them are very difficult. I mean, if you live close to the borders, I mean, you understand that their lives are very different than our lives that we live here in Athens. For us, our lives is more easy. I mean, we don't have to deal with the situations that are happening in the borders. So actually, my opinion is that these people that are in the government, and they took these decisions, they do not care about what the reaction would be and what will happen. They only cared about what they had to do, because they said that the Europeans made them do it. And what has happened was a decision from the Greek government to do what they had to do. Let's say, you said it before, I mean, what they had to do towards the private channel owners, this is actually what happened.
Now, in the recent European parliamentary elections, the main opposition party, Syriza, emerged in first place. And one of the promises that they have made if they win the national elections in the future and form a government is that they would reopen ERT. Do you believe that Syriza will keep this promise? And do you believe also that ERT, if it was ever to officially reopen again, do you believe they would be able to maintain the independence that they've had during 1 year operating as ERT open?
Well, this is our big goal, to maintain the independence that we have this year, even if Syriza comes to government or any other political party. This is the most important thing for us, and this should not and would not change. Of course, Syriza has said that when they come to office, they will change everything and they will put back ERT. It's something that's not easy. First of all, we have to work with other workers that already have been working for Nerit, and this is actually something very, very difficult for us to accept them for what they did. I mean, in our opinion, these workers, ex-colleagues of ours, gave up our fight and created the problem. If we stayed united from the beginning, no Nerit was going to be aired. No channel would be aired instead of the ART. We would have won the fight within 2 or 3 months. And I think that if we stayed united from the beginning, the government would have fallen. But this is a different story. It's difficult for any party, any new government to change everything back to what it used to be and bring ERT back alive, but we do not want ERT, ERT as we say in Greek, to be the way it was before it was closed. We do not want the scandals, we do not want the people that were a part of the scandals to be back working with us. We would have a tremendous problem working with people, and I think that this would not be possible.
Now, in closing, share with us some information as to where ERT Open is still broadcasting on the air and online, and where our listeners can find your programming and your website.
It's very easy. I mean, you can go on the internet and press www.ertopen.com, ertopen.com, one word. And there you can find a television broadcast from ERT 3, from Thessaloniki, from Salonika. The broadcast of the 12 radio stations from all over Greece, and also the broadcast of the radio stations from Athens. So this is the way you can get to us. Also, analogically, you can get ERT, your television station, in many parts of Macedonia, in the Peloponnese, and also in the Ionian Islands, also in the Dodecanese, but I'm not really sure about this in the past days, in some parts of Crete too. But we are still fighting, and every day we broadcast a news bulletin from 10 o'clock on. It's also something big because we have been working for a year without getting paid, and you understand how difficult this is, but we continue every day to be there in all the open premises of ERT in 12 cities in Greece, plus Thessaloniki, and here in Athens, and we want the truth to shine at the end. I think at the end, we will win. I really do think that.
Well, Nico, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And best of luck with all of your upcoming work at ERT Open.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your.
Attention iTunes users, the Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to the Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series and our interview with journalist Nikos Agelidis of ERT Open. As with all of our interviews, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, on Dialogos Radio's official apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome, in iTunes, in TuneIn.com, in the Windows Marketplace, and in the Swell Radio and WeCast apps for iPhones and for iPads. And before we return to some music here on the Alagos Radio, I wanted to take a moment to expand upon the interview that we heard by pointing out once again that the Greek government's shutdown of ERT, the country's national public broadcaster, aside from being unprecedented, was also illegal. It was based on a presidential decree, which was never ratified by the Greek parliament within the 40-day period ascribed by law, and which, as a result, is considered to be expired under Greek law. And the shutdown of ERT just happened to coincide with a licensing bid, which was called by the Greek state for the company or companies which would receive a license to construct a nationwide network of digital television transmitters. With ERT officially shut down and no new public broadcaster to replace it, there was no way that a public broadcaster of any kind could participate in this bid. The bid was also constructed in such a way that only one company, Digia, which is a consortium of Greece's six largest private television stations, would qualify to be licensed. And that's exactly what has happened. Digia was the only participant in the bid and the only licensee. In the meantime, though, the Greek government promised that a new national public broadcaster would be on the air within 1 to 2 months after ERT's shutdown. It took well over a month for one interim television station to go on the air, 3 months for one interim radio station to go on the air, and 10 months for the official launch of Greece's new and supposedly public broadcaster called Nerit, which operates only one television station, viewable only in parts of Greece, and only two radio stations, one of which has been leased to a private company, and both of which are heard again only in some parts of the country. There's a lot more that can be said about this issue and about issues pertaining to freedom of speech and freedom of the press and media in Greece, but it is very telling that two international watchdog organizations, Freedom House and Reporters Without Borders, have lowered Greece significantly in their freedom of the press rankings over the past 2 years, with Greece falling into Freedom House's partially free category and showing the largest decline of any country in the world since 2009. I'll have more about this issue going far beyond just the ERT controversy in a new series of articles which will soon be published most likely in the Greek news portal The Press Project, and for which we will have more information on our website, thealagosmedia.org, on Facebook and Twitter, and via our mailing list. In the meantime, this is the season finale of The Alagos Radio. We'll return to some music now, and in a few moments, we'll return with this week's news roundup from Greece, courtesy of The Press Project.
Είσαι και βοδιάζεις Παναγιά μου όταν περνάς. Τα μαλλιά σου όταν τεινάζεις Μάρτης και Μοσχοβόλας. Χάντρα θαλασσιά να βάζεις, χάντρα πάντα να φοράς. Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη. Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς, να μη σε πιάνει μάτι. Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς, να μη σε πιάνει μάτι. Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη. Είσαι και διατάσεις το γοβάκι όταν πέτας. Το φουστάνι σου όταν βγάζεις πόνος και με τυράννας. Όσο ζεις και μ' αγκαλιάζεις χάντρα πάντα να φοράς. Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη. Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς, να μη σε πιάνει μάτι. Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς, να μη σε πιάνει μάτι. Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη. Μουσική. σκέπασε και μ' αρπάσει στο λαιμό μου όταν φυλάς, στο πλευρό μου όταν πλαγιάζεις μοίρα και με κυβερνάς. Χάντρα θαλασσιά να βάζεις όσο ζεις και μ' αγαπάς. Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη, να πει στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι. Να πει στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι. Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη.
Και φωνιάς και ας γελά μαζί μου ό,τι νοιάς.
χαμηλώνουνε τα αστέρια και έρχονται οι βλάμιδες στα χέρια. Μάτια που πιο στάδε μόνο μια βραδιά, έπαθε ζημιά μες στην καρδιά.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. That was Eleftheria Ravanitagi here on Diálogos Radio with a song titled Ime Rotevmenos Me Ta Matia Sou, while prior to that we heard Haris Alexiou singing Then Iparchun Loya, while we began that set of music with Yannis Kotsiras singing Handra Thalassia. Coming up next here on Diálogos Radio is the weekly news roundup from Greece, courtesy of the Press Project International.
Welcome to the weekly news roundup, brought to you by the Press Project International, presenting you with the top stories of the week as of Thursday, the 12th of June, 2014. The makeup of the new cabinet was announced on Monday in a government reshuffle that was expected following the defeat of the coalition parties in the European elections. Much of the attention regarding the reshuffle was focused on the position of finance minister. As was expected, Yannis Tournaras left the role he had held for 2 years. He was replaced by Gigas Kardouvelis, a professor of economics and Eurobank advisor who has previously also served as an advisor to Prime Ministers Lukas Papadimos and PASOK's Kostas Simitis. Mr. Kardouvelis is expected to continue the implementation of memorandum reforms begun by his predecessor and will be tasked with leading the debt relief talks in the fall. Opposition party Syriza described the move as cosmetic, stating that the new finance minister was a carbon copy of Mr. Stournaras, and that the government had failed to receive the message sent by the electorate in the European elections. For his part, Yannis Stournaras will be taking over the role of governor of the Bank of Greece, replacing the outgoing George Provopoulos. That move was also widely expected, and is thought to be the fulfillment of a promise made by Prime Minister Adonis Samaras to Mr. Stournaras at the outset of the latter's tenure in the finance ministry. Mr. Stournaras' appointment as governor angered Syriza, who called it provocative on the part of the government. The government reshuffle also drew fire from human rights and Jewish groups over the appointment of Makis Voridis as the new health minister. Voridis rose to political prominence from the ranks of right-wing ultra-nationalist political groups, characterized by xenophobic and anti-Semitic rhetoric. Voridis began his political career in the 1990s leading the youth wing of the pro-dictatorship EPEN party, after which he founded the Hellenic Front party, which maintained close ties with France's Jean-Marie Le Pen, with whom Voridis had a friendly relationship. The new health minister has declared that he is neither anti-Semitic nor a fascist, but many believe that his political views have changed little over the years, and that his move to New Democracy was one driven by political opportunism. The IMF released its long-awaited report, marking its fifth assessment of the Greek bailout program on Tuesday, a few hours following the swearing-in of the new cabinet. The report praised the progress made by the country, but noted a number of risks that could potentially jeopardize the bailout program. A key point of the report is that the Troika program for Greece to reduce its debt to sustainable levels requires a primary surplus of 3% of GDP for 2015 and 4% annually for the years following. The IMF itself admits that these targets are highly ambitious. Key talks over the restructuring of Greek debt will take place with the country's European partners in the autumn. Meanwhile, on the release of the IMF report demanding continued reforms in Greece, that strategy came under fire from none other than a board member of the IMF itself. Paulo Nogueira Batista, Brazil's representative to the IMF, called the reform program in Greece excessive and said that the country appeared to be a victim of what he called German thoroughness. Speaking about the 81 pages of detailed reforms and fiscal measures demanded of Greece by the Troika, Nogueira Batista said that it amounted to, quote, an attempt to run the country from the outside, something that very rarely works in practice, unquote. The IMF official also stated that it appeared that the Troika mandated reform in many instances had hindered rather than promoted economic growth. On Monday, hundreds of irregular immigrants being held in the Corinth detention facility launched a hunger strike in protest of government moves to indefinitely extend their confinement. Many of those being held have been imprisoned for up to 18 months in overcrowded cells with poor sanitation and no access to medical treatment. The immigrants say that many of them are dealing with serious physical and mental problems due to the conditions of their detention. They note that they are being held despite having committed no crime aside from entering Greece without having the correct documentation. Many of those in facilities throughout Greece are refugees fleeing war-torn regions in the Middle East and Africa. The government's policy of rounding up irregular immigrants and holding them in so-called pre-deportation detention facilities has been repeatedly criticized by medical NGOs and human rights groups as racist and inhumane. And finally, Wednesday the 11th of June marked the one-year anniversary of the government's shock closure of the state channel ERT. The day was marked by a large demonstration outside the former headquarters of the public broadcaster. Several anti-memorandum leaders addressed the crowd, including Syriza leader Alexis Tsipras and the leaders of the Communist and Independent Greeks parties. The unprecedented move a year ago by the government to shut the broadcaster was intensely criticized both domestically and abroad and was widely seen as an effort to silence criticism of the pro-memorandum administration. Meanwhile, the closure of the public broadcaster has been the chief driver of Greece's precipitous drop in international press freedom rankings. Since the shutdown, ERT employees who lost their positions have continued to produce radio and TV programs on the internet. I am Pavlos Zafiropoulos, and this has been your weekly news roundup by the Press Project International. This has also been the last news bulletin of the summer. The Press Project will return to providing you with weekly news roundups in September. For more Greek news, visit thepressproject.net.
Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just heard this week's news roundup from Greece, provided exclusively for the Dialogos Radio, courtesy of the editorial staff of the Press Project International. This is the season finale of the Dialogos Radio. Keep it here, as some more great Greek music is coming your way.
Σ' αγαπώ. της αγάπω.
Είχα ένα βιβλίο που μιλούσε κι άλλους δύο. Εθυμήθηκα εσένα που δεν νοιάζεσαι για μένα. Στο Ημεροβίλι που συνάντησα μια φίλη, μου είπε να σου στείλω του βασιλικού το φίλο. Στο Ημεροβίλι ξημερώματα τα Απρίλη, ήρθε στο μυαλό μου το παλιό το βάσανό μου.
Το φεγγάρι θα φοράει το φως απ' τη δική σου τη μορφή. Το μόνο που θα ακούσεις να μιλάει θα είναι η φωνή του βραδινού εκφωνητή. Απόψε λέω να μην κοιμηθούμε, να πάμε κατευθείαν για δουλειά. Απόψε στα Τρογιάλη θα τη βρούμε, θα πιούμε όλες τις μπύρες αγκαλιά. Θα φύγουμε από το θόρυβο της πόλης, μια νύχτα που δεν έζησε κανείς. Απόψε θα ζηλέψει ο Κυλαϊδόνης το πάρτι που θα κάνουμε εμείς. Απόψε λέω να μην κοιμηθούμε, να πάμε κατευθείαν για δουλειά. Απόψε στα Τρογιάλη θα τη βρούμε, θα πιούμε όλες τις μοίρες σαν καλιά. Απόψε κι με λίγη φαντασία θα μοιάζει με φιλμάκι γαλλικό. Χρειάζεται αυτή η διαδικασία, μήπως μπορέσω και σου πω το σ' αγαπώ. Απόψε λέω να μην κοιμηθούμε, να πάμε κατευθείαν για δουλειά. Απόψε στα Τρογιάλη θα τη βρούμε, θα πιούμε όλες τις μπύρες αγκαλιά.
Ότι αρχίζει ωραίο τελειώνει με πόνο. Οι πικραμένες καρδιές το ξέρουνε μόνο. Είναι κακό στην άμμο να χτίζεις παράκα.
Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. Our last musical set of the broadcast season here on the Dialogos Radio just came to a close with Gerasimos Andreato singing Oti Arhizi Oreo. Right before that, we heard the Lathrepivates and a song titled Apopse Deo Naminki Mithume, Christos Kyriazis with Stoimero Vigli, and we began with a song that gave us a real flavor of the Aegean, Tasfalmata Supelaga by Stella Konitopoulou. This is the season finale of the Dialogos Radio, the Greek radio program, which is heard on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online, and at this point, point, I wanted to take a moment to say some thank yous. To thank, first of all, you, our listener, for supporting us once again all throughout the past several months, for all of your messages, emails, comments, phone calls, and all of your support. It is very much appreciated, and it is what keeps us going here at Dialogos Radio. A special thank you to Kostadinos Papatheodosiou and the Star Radio Network in Greece for providing studio space for our program once again this broadcast season. A special thanks also to all of the radio stations that are a part of the Dialogos Radio Network, including WUSB Stony Brook, KVRX Austin, City International, Star Radio, Radio Olympos and Radio Simi in Greece, Radio Anna in Australia, and Hellenic Radio in South Africa. A special thank you to the editorial staffs of the Press Project and Borates Magazine as well for their special contributions to our program over the past few months and the new collaborations that they have launched with us. A special thanks to all of our guests who have appeared on our program over the past season. A big thank you to everyone, and we do plan on being back sooner rather than later, sometime toward the end of the summer. And until then, our online radio station in the Dialogos Radio 24/7 will continue to broadcast. I will continue to do some writing, such as my recent commentary on the election results in Greece, which can be found on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and on thepressproject.net, while our Facebook and Twitter pages found under the Dialogos Media will still be operational. This promises to be a busy summer in Greece, a summer that may see the Greek government engage in a mass sell-off and privatization of some of the country's most valuable public assets, a summer where we may see the chemical weapons from Syria destroyed in the Mediterranean Sea with great risk to Greece's environment and economy, a summer where further austerity measures, cuts, and mass layoffs may be passed. Our final word is look beyond just the mainstream media, Greek and foreign, and do some research to find out the truth about what is really happening in Greece, because you won't hear it from any of Greece's major television stations or newspapers, nor will you hear it from Reuters, the Associated Press, or even the BBC or the New York Times. We'll close out the 2013/14 broadcast season with our traditional summer farewell song with Fatme singing Kalokeraki. To all of our listeners in the Northern Hemisphere, have a wonderful, relaxing, and enjoyable summer, and to our listeners in the Southern Hemisphere, have a wonderful winter. We look forward to being back on the air with you in about 2.5 months, and until then, keep in touch with us at dialogosmedia.org, on Facebook, and on Twitter.
Το καλοκαιράκι στην ακρογιαλιά, μέσα στο νεράκι πλέουμε αγκαλιά. Πέφτει το βραδάκι, πιάνει η δροσιά, δώσ' μου ένα φυλάκι και έλα πιο κοντά.
Εγώ κι εσύ, εσύ κι εγώ, μόνοι πάνω στη γη. Μόνοι στη γη. Εγώ κι εσύ, εσύ κι εγώ, μόνοι πάνω στη γη. Μόνοι στη γη. Ήταν η Αθήνα, όμως στο λαιμό, με φως και ρουτίνα και άγχος τρόμερο.
Δώσ' μου ένα τσιγάρο, δώσ' μου και φωτιά, Θεέ μου θα σε πάρω στην καυτή την αμμουδιά.
Εγώ κι εσύ, εσύ κι εγώ, μόνοι πάνω στη γη. Μόνοι στη γη. Εγώ κι εσύ, εσύ κι εγώ, μόνοι πάνω στη γη. Μόνοι στη γη.
Τηλέφωνο χτυπάει, βουλιάζει το νησί και το όνειρο σκορπάει στου γραφείου τη βουή.
Μετράβο μη δουλωμένος, δουλεύεις και γελάς, σ' ακούω σαν χαμένος, το ρεφρέν να τραγουδάς.
Εγώ κι εσύ, εσύ κι εγώ, μόνοι πάνω στη γη. Μόνοι στη γη. Εγώ κι εσύ, εσύ κι εγώ, μόνοι πάνω στη γη.
στη γη. Εγώ και εσύ, εσύ και εγώ, μόνοι πάνω στη γη. Μόνοι στη γη. Εγώ και εσύ, εσύ και εγώ,